What would Orlo do? We need a pen, I said.
Don't have one, she said. They're coming about once a second, maybe faster.
Is there anything sharp?
The pins!
Ayla and Tullia had used 4 stick pins to fix the page to the plank. I worried one loose and let it tumble into her warm little hand.
I'm going to hold the plank still. You poke a hole in the page wherever you see a spark, I said.
We missed a few more while we were getting ourselves arranged. I knelt to one side, bracing the plank against the wall with my hand, holding its base steady with my knee. She threw herself down on her belly and propped herself up on her elbows, her face so close to the page that I could see her eyes and the curve of her cheek and the faint illumination scattering from the page. She was the most beautiful girl in the consent. I saw the next spark reflected in her eye. Up came her hand as she poked it on the page.
It would be really good if we knew the exact time, I said.
Poke.
In a few minutes, this is
poke.
Going to migrate off the page, obviously.
Poke.
Then we can run out and look at
poke.
The clock.
Poke.
Notice anything funny about these sparks?
Poke.
They're not instant on-off.
Poke.
They flare up quickly.
Poke.
But fade slowly.
Poke.
I was referring to the color.
Poke.
Kind of bluey?
Poke. A sudden grinding noise nearly gave me a heart attack. It was the belfry's automatic mechanism going into action. The clock was striking 2. At this time, it would have been traditional to plug one's ears. I didn't dare. Ayla would have assailed me with that jabbing pin.
Poke, poke, poke.
So much for knowing the time,
I said when I thought she might be able to hear again.
I made a triple hole on the spark that came closest to the stroke of 2, she said.
Perfect.
I think it's been curving, she said.
Curving?
Like, whatever makes these sparks isn't moving in a straight line. It is changing its course, she said. It's obviously flying between us and the sun. It's passing right across the sun's disk at the moment, but the line of pinholes doesn't look straight to me.
Well, assuming it's in orbit, that's really weird, I said.
It ought to go straight.
Unless it's in the act of changing its course, she insisted. Maybe these sparks are something to do with its propulsion system.
I remember now where I've seen that shade of blue before, I said.
Where?
Cord's shop. They have a machine that uses plasma to cut metal. The light that comes from it is that shade of blue, the same as a hot star.
It's passing off the edge of the sun's disk, she said.
Then,
hey!
Hey, what?
It stopped.
No more sparks?
No more sparks. I'm sure of it.
Well, before I move this thing, make some pinpricks around the edge of the disk of the sun so we know where it stood in relation to all this. Between that and the time, we can find this thing.
Find it how?
We can work out where in the sky the sun stood at 2 p.m. on this day of the year. That is, which of the so-called fixed stars it's passing in front of. This plasma spark thing that we were tracking, it was in the same place. That means that unless it changes its orbit again, it will pass over the same fixed stars on each orbit. We can find it in the sky.
But it seems to have no difficulty changing its orbit, said Ayla,
meticulously outlining the sun's disk with a series of closely spaced pinpricks.
But part of the puzzle we fail to understand until now, maybe, is that it only does so when it's passing near the sun. So as long as we have this camera obscura, we can be on the lookout for that. Why should the sun's position make any difference?
I think it's hiding, I said.
If it did what it just did in the night sky, anyone could see it with the naked eye. But we were able to detect it with a pinhole in a sheet of paper, Ayla pointed out. So it's a pretty ineffective way to hide.
And Saman can apparently see it with welding goggles, I said.
But the difference is that people like you and me and Saman are...
Are what? She said.
Knowledgeable?
Yeah.
And whoever or whatever this thing is, it doesn't or they don't care if knowledgeable people know they are up there. They are letting their existence be known to us, which the secular power doesn't like,
which is why Orlo got thrown back for looking at it.